Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Finde deinen Beat auf der Musikreise deines Lebens. Diesen Sommer mit Rockstar Energy. Ibiza oder Kroatien, Alpen oder Festival. Du entscheidest. Hol dir jetzt die Aktionsdose von Rockstar Energy, gib den Code unter der Lasche ein und mit etwas Glück gewinnst du deinen einmaligen Musiktrip. Ob Dancefloor, Après-Ski oder Yacht. Rockstar Energy macht's möglich. Also, Aktionsdose kaufen, Code eingeben, mit Glück gewinnen. Teilnahmebedingungen auf rockstarenergy.de/musikgewinnspiel.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the gangs in Dallas with Al Jackson and Donnie Baker, plus Today in History and the Bill of Wrongs, right after this.
Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
Yeah. No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Reality TV has reached a new level with shows like The Osbournes and The Anna Nicole Show, programs that take you inside the homes and the minds of fascinating people. But what about the kids? Isn't it time for a reality show for kids, about kids, and with kids? Well, Bob and Tom Television, the network that was created to help hide the huge losses of its parent company, Frigga Mall Industries, proudly presents The Sam and Willie Show, the first reality show just for kids. See Sam and Willie Griswold, Tom's kids, like you've never seen them before. Totally live, candid, and unscripted. Here's an excerpt from this week's show.
Boy, Willie, I can't wait to go back to school.
Me too, Sam.
I mean, it seems like the summer vacation will never end.
Yeah, summer vacation is so bogus.
I miss the books and the discipline.
And the homework.
Yeah, the homework.
And the huge bathroom where we get so many possible places to pee.
Yeah, not like at home. Summer vacation is so frustrating because it robs us of valuable time that we could be learning from qualified instructors.
Yeah.
And Dad just doesn't get it. He's always telling us how that in his day, school didn't start until after Labor Day.
Sam, I don't think I could wait that long.
Me neither. And he thinks it should still start after Labor Day.
Maybe that's why Dad's so stupid. He went back to school way later than he should have.
Yeah, I think that he'd definitely be smarter if he went back in August. And if he tells us one more time how he used to play hooky and sometimes go to an Indians game, I mean, that's not right.
Yeah, he's supposed to call them Native Americans.
That's not what I mean, Willie. I meant the hooky part.
What does hooky mean?
I'm not sure, but you know what a hooker is?
Yeah, kinda.
Well, I guess he was the hooky.
Ew, gross!
Yes, it's reality TV like you've never seen before. And in an upcoming episode of The Sam and Willie Show...
Willie, look what I got!
Cool, the complete poetry of Lord Byron. Sam, this book is dope. Where'd you get it?
I traded that video game Eternal Darkness to Larry Rogers.
Sam, you ripped him off.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad about it. I can't believe he traded a book of classic poetry for a stupid video game.
Yeah, if he knew how much you hated that game.
Well, it totally goes against my core belief in nonviolence.
Yes, finally there's a reality TV show for kids. The Sam and Willie Show, only on the Bob and Tom Television Network. A complicated accounting scam since 1993.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
The guy in the Zubaz striped zebra pants. It's Donnie Baker. Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here, Tom. And yes, Chrissy, if I put a baby in you, I can at least sit by you.
No, you can't.
I think it's wonderful that Donnie Baker walked through a public hotel, a lobby, and into a convention center, dressed in his Zubaz
and his white snake,
long sleeve, three quarter sleeve raglan tee.
Yeah. It's a homemade white snake shirt. We got a silk screen press. My cousin Lonnie helped me make this one.
Oh, it's very nice.
And Josh, it ain't for sale, so stop staring so hard.
Well, I'm sorry. Now, I want it.
Also in a handsome T-shirt. That man is Al Jackson from the Daily Blast, one of my favorite human beings.
What's up, brother? We had a great sushi yesterday.
Yeah. No, Al, it looks like you're kind of doing the pencil-thin mustache thing.
He's got a beard going, too, though.
Yeah, well, I don't like where my mustache starts going up my nostrils, so I stop it. I cut it off. But then it kind of bothers you. You don't like it.
I don't like it either. Yeah.
Al, to me, the pencil thin mustache, and this may be a cultural anomaly of some sort, but to me, you got to spend a lot of time focusing on it. And some people can get away with it. Who was the sports guy that always had one, the really pretentious?
Frank DeFord.
Frank DeFord had one, and I don't know, just...
From embarrassment.
I do like the Jimmy Buffett song about the pencil-thin mustache. I do enjoy
very much. The one. But, no, black dudes can always pull off a pencil-thin mustache.
See, I feel like black dudes can't pull off the clean-shaven, because I feel like we look like we're going to court. I don't know if I could look normal, just a complete... Because I always looked at, like, the Norelco commercial where they would just shave everything, like, in the car. I'd be like, I wish I could do that. But I like to have a little...
I mean, the Old Spice dude, what is it, Mustafa yes. something? I forget his name, but he was clean-shaven and looked great.
Hell, Mookie Blaylock was... Even his calves were clean-shaven.
I'd hate to interrupt, but if you'd like to see Al's lovely little face... Oh, you can check us out right now. We're on Facebook Live.
We're on Facebook Live right now.
Yes.
I just blew my nose on Facebook Live.
Yes, you did.
Nice. You can watch. Have at yourself.
That's
you
a question that Grandpa would ask.
What is the
And then she blew my nose.
And then she blew my mind.
Yes.
Oh, I blew my nose and then
what
she blew my mind.
What is it, a Halloween song?
And then she blew my mind. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind. Yeah, isn't that it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is that? What song is
Honky Tonk Women.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, I was singing it like Dracula, though. And then she blew my mind.
Yeah, why is that? No, that's when Dracula sings, then she blew my mind. Nothing? All right. Okay. Fair enough. All right.
Now,
perhaps I think that guy would have deserved
it. Donnie and Al. Al, of course, featured on the Daily Blast.
And our Drake expert.
And I want you guys to weigh in. We have not finished. We're going to do Today in History, but right now we're doing Monday in History because we missed it.
Hang on, I got to go back. I had to find Monday in history.
I got to go 2 days back.
Yeah, let's see. Monday.
Got a lot of email to you in there?
Monday.
Yeah, it's all from you.
Anytime I'm this close to Christy, she starts getting the vapors. And she just can't keep up with
herself. The vapors?
Yeah, gets all discombobulated.
No, it's more like the vomits.
Wow.
Now, weren't the vomits? Donna. Wasn't that your Christian rock band, Donnie?
That was one of our Christian rock bands, Tom, but we're done with that.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Turtles with the D is a new project. We're starting.
Turtles with a D. Okay, good.
And mucus plugs in the white.
Oh, yeah.
That should be good. Christy, if you can't find
birthdays, born on this date. Well,
Monday.
This was 2 days ago. Born on Monday the 23rd in 460 B.C.
Fake.
Is it Euphrates? The Greek
Euripides.
Playwright?
Euripides. Yeah. Euripides.
Euripides.
That's why you made me say that?
No.
Yep, that was it.
That's I'm coming out with a line of bongs.
You are?
Yeah, called Euripides. You like the marijuana, don't you, Al?
First of all, not real funny, but you sold the hell out of it.
Sure.
I gotta tell you,
Al, I admit I know nothing about marijuana. I'm not a marijuana guy, but you live in a state where it's legal.
I do, Denver, Colorado.
You like to imbibe a little bit.
I do, no, but I don't...
Are you a bong owner?
No. Absolutely.
Because that's where. Remember, when you were in college. There was always the one guy. There was always the guy that knew everything about beer, and that guy now, of course, runs a major corporation.
Yeah.
Then there was the guy that knew everything about pot and had the
right.
He owned a bong.
And what's he doing now?
That's committed.
What's that guy doing?
He still owns the bong.
And he has $7 million in the bank.
The first time I ever smoked that, sorry, mom and dad, they're still alive. I was on a bong, was with a bong, and they always say the first time you can't really feel anything. Well, I certainly felt something.
that's a myth.
Yeah,
the first one, it's a drug. It doesn't know. Oh, he hasn't done it before.
Tom, I think I've told you this before. I feel like the guy that works at my dispensary is more knowledgeable about marijuana than anybody is about anything else.
He's like
a guy that works at the Guitar Center, but for pot.
Yeah.
Like, he knows
everything.
He's like, okay, Christy, well, you know, you want to learn how to play the guitar, but you don't want to be too high because you have to get up and go to work. And he'll be like, try this. Like, he knows whatever you're into. He finds your background. He finds, like, how much you exercise, what you eat for dinner.
Oh.
And then he almost prescribes it. It's weird.
Wow.
Now, I know there's two different kinds, right? There's like indica and sativa.
But there's like a lot of hybrid mixes. Most aren't usually one or the other. More is like one a lot of people have trouble sleeping, so they'll do the indica.
Now, Donnie, I know you don't indulge in pot, but is it Dusty is the expert in your
band? Yeah, he smokes so much pot when we go places, they can't tell if it's his Mazda or Molly Hatchet's fog machine when he opens the door. But your salesman now sounds like he's working commission if he knows that much. I love it.
Well, we'll get back to that topic. I want to find out more, but we're trying to do history. Euripides, the famous Greek
player.
So you don't like my idea for the Euripides bong? How about
I don't
this?
Really get it.
How about you rip? Never
mind. A bong rip.
Is how that about, what that's called? I never.
How
I
about
don't know
how about a line of underwear? Euripides nuts.
Jeez.
Wow. Wouldn't you go with Euripides off?
Oh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
For a horse.
For a whore.
a little Me Too-ish.
Well, I mean...
Euripides off consensually.
It's sort of role-playing.
Fun play, yes.
Yeah. You know, it's not like you've got duct tape and so against your will.
Yeah, you could call him, do I have your permission to Euripides?
Yeah.
It doesn't really work.
Wouldn't it be great maybe to have a nice line of stuff that's kind of a little bit going light on the Me Too stuff, kind of role-playing? And
that's
probably not the right time.
I'm Rose McGowan for Euripides off. Not going to happen.
You've heard of Underoos.
In my efforts to be more unattractive, I have...
Celebrating a birthday 2 days ago. In 63 B.C., Augustus Caesar was born.
Love the pizzas.
Caesar, pizza.
Little Caesar.
First of all, that was his kid, Little Caesar. Secondly.
No, his kid, he was Augustus Caesar. His kid, of course, Josh, was September.
Don't connect me to that in any way.
I love this. What year?
It was in 63 B.C.
Yeah, it's like... what are we counting down to?
Are we allowed to say BC anymore?
Yeah. They don't say BC.
Yeah, they don't say
BC.
What do they say?
Oh, it's...
I was just at a museum, and it no longer says before Christ.
It's not BC and AD
before. Dean, do you remember what it is now? It's like before...
Some Latin, isn't it?
Contemporary or something.
I think it's FDIC, Tom. I hear that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So you were sitting around in 63
FDIC?
You were sitting around in 63 BC going, man, I can't wait. 63 BC was horrible. 62 BC is going to be much better.
That's going to be my year.
What the hell?
You're counting down to zero.
Yeah, what the hell are we counting down to? Yeah.
Caesar was the guy to know, though, back in the day. Like, if you wanted to go to the Colosseum, it was great. He had his own section. It was... nothing for the cesarean section. Okay, that's fine.
But Caesar, the best Caesar was Caligula, right? He was a Caesar.
He's more butter.
Wild man.
What's that called when the emperor, before a couple gets married?
Prima nocta.
Prima nocta. He takes advantage of both the bride and the groom.
Tom let me know that he practices prima nocta for any new employee. He said, hey, look at you. Yeah, I know. My lawyer said it was standard in the contract.
That's how you get the health insurance.
Put the big ring on?
Yeah. Well, I don't do one. I just observe.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still got to... We still got to find a place on our calendar. Yeah,
Ezra, come over here.
Celebrating a birthday 2 days ago, born on September 23rd, 1215.
And now we're talking. Now
Kublai
we're,
Khan was born.
Now we're post-BC.
Yeah. I know nothing of Kublai Khan.
I don't know anything
he's
about
in
him
a song
either.
Lyric.
I know he's in a song lyric from the South Park movie, but what other song lyric? Yeah, what about his daughter?
He's in the song lyric.
No, one of his daughter's songs, Shaka.
Shaka Khan.
Cleveland's own.
Oh, I love Shaka Khan.
From Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shaka Khan.
Born on 2 days ago, born 1869, Typhoid Mary.
Thanks a lot, Mary. Bringing that typhoid around.
Filthy woman.
What a skank.
Who wants some of me? You like what you see.
Born 2 days ago, September 23rd, 1930, Ray Charles.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. And we've talked about this already, but celebrating his 70th birthday on Monday was Bruce Springsteen.
Not the best.
I didn't know he'd never had a number one hit.
I can tell you that just from listening to his catalog.
No.
Is that where you got that idea?
The Billboard charts are a joke anyway. I mean, what really is number? Born to Run, I think, could be considered to be a.
Well, I think that got to
a mediocre song. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
got some Bruce Springsteen hate over here.
I don't hate him at all. I actually kind of I respect him, but I just feel nothing when I hear his songs.
I'm with you, Josh. Was there ever a song where it didn't look like he was taking a grumpy the whole time?
I saw him in 76.
Yeah.
In a small theater, and it was about as good as it gets.
Really?
Isn't there a new documentary about him?
And they're just releasing one of those...
Whiskey something?
They're releasing the Return to New Jersey concert from the late 70s. It's supposed to be great. He's terrific.
I do respect him. I just don't... It's not for me. I just don't really like it. People are purists. Tunnel of purists, Love. Like, you have to hear his Blinded by the Light. Manfred Mann kills it. Way better.
Better.
Even though Springsteen wrote it.
Now, Manfred Mann says, he says, dressed up like a douche another in the night.
It's deuce.
Well, it's poetic license.
No, it's illiteracy. It's a deuce, my friend.
It's deuce.
You don't go take a douche. I mean, you might.
You could.
Yeah, Christy, you could really use a douche, by the way.
No, you don't.
Hey. This is our way of getting telling you about it.
Is that antiquated? Is that not a thing anymore?
Yeah, you don't do that.
That's really?
It's a self-cleaning area.
Mm-hmm. Really dries you out.
Like a really nice dishwasher.
Yeah, it's a self-cleaning oven. They say.
There we go.
Right now, though, there's probably some kind of CBD spray. That's
probably
now
in
everything.
Some CBD FDS.
Yeah, FDIC. But Donnie. Wow. Have we finished today in history?
We did. That was Monday.
Monday in history.
Do you want to do today in history?
We're going to have to do Tuesday.
Did we do yesterday?
Yes, we did.
We did yesterday.
Yesterday we did do today in history.
But I have today. Yeah.
So today we can do today in history also.
I have today in history. If you'd like to jump ahead.
Do we have the music?
You mean to now?
Well, we were 2 days behind. Yeah.
Kublai Khan didn't get his presents.
What's Kublai Khan? I don't want our audience to go away. What's Kublai Khan's thing?
Shocker.
Who is Kublai Khan?
Didn't he try to conquer the world?
Yeah, he was some sort of conqueror.
Everybody, I think, was trying to do it.
Cut heads off.
Someone remember the song he's mentioned in?
Again, I just know it from the South Park movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kublai Khan are them real expensive jeeps, aren't they?
Anybody with... Yeah, no Khan in history has been good, right? Genghis?
No, he was the... good.
So
he reigned from 1260 to 1294, the Mongol Empire.
That's a long time.
He was a Mongol. God.
Yeah. But he was in the family business, right? He was related to Genghis?
He also founded the Yuan Dynasty in China as a conquest dynasty in 1271.
And that's now a buffet.
Yes.
It's
true. Yeah.
Wasn't he in the best Star Trek movie, too? Right?
No, that was a different Khan.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
My fault? He was a hefty fella.
Oh, a fat?
Yeah.
Well, fat. He's a fat.
A corpulent gentleman, was he?
Yeah, he was pretty corpulent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
He didn't live long. He died at 34.
Well, back then, that was 97.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Are we going to come back with today in history? Or do you actually have that handy?
I have it handy right here in front of me. Okay. You want to go there? Today in history.
Do we have the music?
No. Do we?
Ace?
No.
Ace is reading a book. Do you blame him?
Okay, today in history, September 25th, 1775, Revolutionary War hero Ethan Allen was captured, furniture empire began.
Yeah. I believe he was part of the Ottoman Empire.
Was he?
Oh, thank you, Allie.
Christy answered your joke with a serious inquiry, which is how you really know you killed it. I really was impressed by that.
Did you know Ethan Allen got captured by Eddie Bauer?
That's right.
At the mall.
On this date, September 25th, 1780, Benedict Arnold joined the British.
Don't you love that joke? Benedict, I think I broke it.
Never mind. He joined the British, and of course, he brought along the Hollandaise sauce.
Indeed.
As we mentioned earlier.
I know I'm no relation, by the way.
The Arnold, you're not? How do you know?
You think somewhere down the road?
No, no, that.
Gotta be.
Sure.
Every Arnold is somehow related, right?
No, well, even Drummond.
Traitor?
Now, Al Jackson, are you related to Andrew Jackson? Or Thomas Jefferson?
Who knows? Probably. If you want to go down that ancestry.com.
I just want to let you guys know I'm not a traitor.
Josh, with
all of you, excuse me, I have meetings with Kid Craddock.
Well, that'd be hard to do.
Well,
maybe his rep.
Yeah. Right. Of course, you mean the estate.
Inside radio joke there. Yes. Dave was a nice fellow. Al, you know my Thomas Jefferson story, don't you?
Oh, gosh.
I do not.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Al Jackson. Have you ever been to Monticello, the beautiful...
I was feeling bad about saying, look what we got here.
Now here's Tom.
Yeah. Well, this is a true story.
I have not been.
You know, it's one of the architectural triumphs of North America.
Sure.
It's a library, correct?
Thomas Jefferson, it's got everything. And he's got a 12-car garage. And people always go, no, he doesn't. He didn't have cars. No, Thomas Jefferson, of course, had a number of buggies.
Sure.
And interestingly enough, they had bumper stickers on them. My favorite one was the one that said, ask me about my slave children.
Kind of. Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah.
Tom, okay. Everybody, we need
to hear how quiet everybody
was. Yeah. Let the record show Al said, oh my God. Yeah.
And he didn't laugh. So
I'm sorry. I never said it was a joke.
Oh my God.
I just said it was historically accurate.
So you're trying to pass that off as a fact.
It is historically accurate. You know, they have the family reunion now, and it's quite a variety of folks there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It looks like a college brochure.
You mean people. You don't mean folks, do you? Sure. All right.
White folk.
September 25th, 1789, the U.S. Congress proposed the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. How about the Bill of Wrongs, huh?
Well, you can see that in the Smithsonian. So. Bill of Wrongs, you're wearing sandals with black socks, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hackiest the hackiest thing I could come up with.
On this date, September 25th.
The guy that wrote it, name was Bill.
Is that why they call it the Bill of Rights?
Egomaniac, yes. He was.
No, actually, it was written by George Mason, in all truth.
Oh.
Because it could have been the list of rights.
It could have been the George of Rights. Or the Mason of Rights. These are all perfectly valid.
I would like that Bill of Wrongs. I think one would be like, you can't date anybody your friend used to date.
That
would be the first one.
It sounds like a good bit. Yeah, the Bill of Wrongs.
Yeah, it does.
Al, let's compose this for your...
Ace found the history of music.
He sure did. Either that or it's 4 a.m. and the TV is...
we conclude another broadcast.
Remember when we used to do that?
Frigamall
Industries. I feel like after a couple of those jokes, this is the Oscar Symphony playing us off.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.